Blog Talk
Radio. Hello. Hello, this is Bill Moss. I'm your host for American Patriots Have Responded. Along with me today, I have again our chaplain for the Citizens Against Terrorism. And we are here tonight to talk to you about something that came up just last night, and it really blew me away, and I've got to share it with you. But before we get started, I want to tell you about a man named Manning Johnson. He was born in 1908. He ran for Congress in New York in 1931. He failed. Thank God he was a communist. And as he got older, he started to realize that the Communist Party wasn't for the black people. And tonight I'm going to play you a message that I got sent to me the other night. And it's from a friend of mine. She sent it to me last night, and I want you to listen to this. I don't know who the guy is talking, but he's telling about Manning Johnson, so just bear with me here. We're queuing up the audio right now. Okay, it's taking its time loading, so you just bear with me. This guy that's telling this, he just exposes the whole Communist Party and what they've been doing for years in this country, for almost a century. And it's really scary. It tells us what we're going through right now. It tells us all about it. So I'm having trouble with the audio for some stupid reason, so please bear with me. Here we go again. You got it.
And common sense by Manning Johnson. Manning Johnson was a Negro.
Communism.
He was also a member of the Communist Party.
Manning Johnson was a Negro.
He joined the party as a young man because he honestly believed that the communists were trying to improve the conditions of his people. He was a dedicated communist. But after many years, Manning Johnson finally came to the realization that the communists weren't the least bit interested in improving the conditions of the Negro people. He discovered that instead they were merely planning to use his people, and these are his words, to use them as cannon fodder in a bloody revolution to destroy America. As early as 1928, the communists declared that the racial differences among our people constituted the weakest and most vulnerable point in our social fabric. By constantly probing and straining at this one spot, they calculated that eventually the cloth could be torn apart and that Americans could be divided, weakened, and perhaps even set against each other in open combat. We must not be led into placing the blame for the riots, the civil disorders, on the Negro people of our nation. Even those few who are promoting hatred and violence in the black communities are not themselves the cause. They're merely being used by forces far bigger than they are to promote the violent phase of the revolution in America, hoping to avoid further violence and bloodshed. The public is to be pressured into accepting measures that will move the country gradually and legally toward communism, but without calling it that. The strategy of the proletarian revolution calls for the quiet conversion of our government into a communist regime, but under the banner of socialism. The new program of the Communist Party on this subject has this to say. The term socialism describes but the first stage of a new society that in its full development is called communism. Socialism is a transitional stage. The building of socialism is the communist revolution in America. It represents the process whereby our country can be moved gradually toward communism without the people even being aware of it. They have one and only one solution for all problems: more government. More government, and then more and more until it's total government. Total government is communism. We must not be fooled into thinking that the causes of our civil turmoil are such things as poverty, poor housing, lack of education, and similar social or economic factors. As a matter of fact, most of today's self-styled revolutionaries, black and white, come from good homes, could earn better than average incomes if they wanted to work. And, in fact, They're products of some of the finest institutions of higher learning. We mustn't resort to violence either as a means of furthering political or social goals. And we must do everything humanly possible to discourage others from doing so. We must support our local police. Nothing can be quite so damaging to police morale and efficiency as converting every...
Well, we just lost the feed. I hope that you listened to what you could of it. Now, what I want to do is try to explain to you. This Manning Johnson, he decided later in life that the blacks were being used for cannon fodder. And he just felt that they were being used by the Communist Party and that they were going to just destroy them. And it's still going on today. Now, when we come across this video, this audio, we've got it back online here. I'm going to let him finish.
Why the Communist Party has been a staunch supporter of the drive to place a black studies curriculum into our high schools and colleges. Well, the reason becomes obvious the minute you take a look at the textbooks and the study guides. Under the guise of academic balance, these courses have become a brilliant device for conditioning young people to accept still one more part of the total program for revolution. We must discover the identity of those individuals, both above and below, who consciously are furthering the communist program for revolution, and then remove them from their positions of trust and leadership. Now, of course, the minute you begin to think along these lines, you'll become the target of a whole barrage of attacks. You'll be called a right-wing extremist, a fascist, or at least a dictator. Some years ago, I happened to attend a meeting where several anti-communist refugees from behind the Iron Curtain were called upon to relate their personal experiences. One of the refugees spoke up and he said, "You know, I came to America expecting to find a nation of free men, but instead, I find exactly the same thing. Everywhere I look, I see men and women who know that communists are making headway in this country. They know that something must be done and that someone must stand up to them. They themselves do nothing. They remain silent because they're afraid that if they speak out or take a stand publicly, it'll be bad for business. They may lose a client. They may even lose their jobs. If communism should ever come to America, we'll face more death, destruction, human suffering than any people in history has ever faced at the hands of their invading communists. It's literally a question of life and all of us. And it's about time the American people began to face up to that fact and to act accordingly. Thank you."
That's the end of the video that we had. And now Manning Johnson, when he ran for office, like I said, he failed to win. He later went on to be an informant and a witness for the government in the communist investigations of that time. He died in 1959. But this audio here tells the story of how this all began. And if we stop and think, we can look and we can see how our country has went just one step at a time, like he said, slowly into this yielding our ways, yielding our rights, just giving them away to this communist horde. And before we get into opening the mics tonight, we've got a couple callers on here. I want to be able to talk to you a little bit about what we do as Citizens Against Terrorism. As Citizens Against Terrorism, we go into the streets and we meet these people when they're rioting and they're looting. And we help the police to apprehend them. We help to keep the peace. We work with the police. We're not officers. We're not a militia. And we're not any type of vigilante group. All we do is go out. We form groups in our own communities. And we look for leaders and communities to step up and form the group. And once we form the group, then we start protecting our stores, our homes, our businesses, our churches, our buildings, our business buildings, and also our courthouses and our police stations. We protect our graveyards, we protect our monuments, and we protect our statues. We are just a big neighborhood watch that is going cross country nationwide. We are literally from coast to coast. We are on every border of the United States and throughout the mainland right now. And if you're interested in us, you can go to citizensagainstterrorism.org and you can look at what we're about. And then if you like it, you can go back up to the top of the page and there's a Facebook rally point. You push that button, it'll take you to our page and at Facebook, and then you push join. Then we go through a process of clearing you to come into the organization. We have two levels of clearance that we make you go through, and we are looking for good people. We're not looking for hotheads. We're not out there to cause trouble. We don't even let people know that we're there until we have to. We just blend in, and that's the best way to keep the peace. But so if you're interested, please go to citizensagainstterrorism.org. Now, this video kind of upset me, and I'm hoping that it's kind of raised some hairs on the back of your neck. But there's other things we want to share with you tonight. We want to share with you where you can go on the Internet, and you can go to WikiLinks and type in Communist Party USA. Now, what you're going to find on Communist Party USA and Wikipedia is a whole detailed description of this Communist Party. But what's going to open your eyes is when you start scrolling down that page and you look at the members, and you're going to find out that we have a lot of communists in our government today. They are in there. They are working. We know some of them because we hear about it on the news. But there's a whole lot more. This will should take you right down to aldermen and a county executive judge. And it will take you all the way back up to the Senate. And I want to say that on that page, it said that when Bernie Sanders dropped out, that the Communist Party did not endorse Vice President Biden. But I heard on Fox News the other night that they had, in fact, endorsed him. So we have to look at what we're living in America today. We have to look at all the riots, the looting, the violence, the loss of life. And we have to say to ourselves, are we going to continue to allow this? Or am I going to get out and take a stand? You can't do it alone, but if you'll get with us, we'll go out together and we'll face this and we'll get through it. And I pray to God that people will start waking up and listening. Because you might think right now, well, it's a small town. I don't have to worry about it. There's nothing going on in my town. But there is. You know, you don't know what's in your town. I've got calls from a rancher. I think I mentioned this last week. It had 50 cows killed, 10 horses, and they had all BLM painted on the carcasses. This is not what we need in America. We don't need to have little old women assaulted for trying to defend a police station like they did in Portland this week. We don't need the rioting and looting like we saw in Chicago. We don't need another Chad pop-up or Chaz, whatever you want to call it, in the neighborhood next to you. And believe me, they are saying they will come from town to town, big town and little town, and they're going to burn down every police precinct. This is a serious thing. These are terrorists. Antifa's done been classified terrorists. And I will tell you straight up, and I'll tell somebody from BLM to their face, they're a terrorist organization too. They're no longer going out in the streets and protesting peacefully. If they do, I support them. But when they go out and they pull the shenanigans like they pulled in Louisville, Kentucky, or they pulled in L.A., or they pulled in Florida, it's just too much for this country. And we as citizens can no longer stand for this. We have to take a stand. So I'm going to open the lines up tonight, and I want you to talk to me. I'm going to open up the chat, and you can put messages on chat. I can't promise we'll get to them, but you can try the chat as well. And I'm going to be going to the first caller I'm going to call on here is 00676. 0076. You are on the air.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. You know, that was very interesting what you were saying there. You know, it's a shame that we let this go as far as it's went already.
Yes, sir, it is.
We should have been doing something years ago to stop this because we're not commies.
Right.
We're natural-born Americans, free people. I don't want to be ruled by no communists myself.
No, I don't know anybody that got a half a mind that wants that.
Well, it must be some of them because they're doing it now.
Well, let me ask you, are you going to go onto that link I gave you and find out who the communists are in the government?
Yes, sir.
Okay, are you going to share this broadcast?
Yes, sir.
You know why I ask you if you're going to share this broadcast? If
why
the people
that?
That's calling in, if the people that's calling in will share this broadcast, then they will be able to spread it out across this country. And when people go to that WikiLeaks, Communist Party USA, they're going to expose all of these politicians. And I tell you, I don't know if they're all Democrat or they're Republican. I know there are some Democrats, but the only reason I know is because they're already outly spoken on that. And I don't care what they are. Do you?
No, I really don't.
If they're in there and they're trying to ruin our country, I want them out.
Me too.
But I'm hoping. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello, go ahead.
I wasn't saying nothing. I just said that, you know, it's a shame. I spent 20 years in the Army defending this country, not to turn it over to communists.
Thank you for your service, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir.
And I'm very strong in my beliefs about a free America. And I'll fight against communism every drop of my breath, if that's what it takes.
Well, you know, when you signed that up, what did it say about enemies? Do you remember what it said about?
We protect this country against enemies of foreign and domestic at all costs.
Yes, sir. That's right. And we have domestic terrorists in our country, don't we?
Yeah, we're going to get rid of them. One way or the other.
Can you imagine
what? Run them out.
Could you imagine what would happen if, you know, some little old lady is going down the street and just gets pummeled by these thugs in the street that's doing all this?
Well,
I can't imagine. I know it wouldn't be good if I was in their presence.
No, but I would jump right in and help the woman. I might get beat up
right.
too, but hey, at least my heart's there. I'm gonna
That's right.
It's a punch is taken away from her.
Can you imagine what these store owners feel like that have their stores, you know, they've been putting their lifeblood into it, their life money, and all of a sudden they just come along and destroy it, loot it, burn it?
Most of them have just about given up. They're broken hearted where they're just about giving up on what they have worked for all their lives.
Right.
Which is a crying shame because the ones that do it probably ain't worked a day in their life.
There was one family, they took and built this restaurant, and they had it ready to open, and the coronavirus shutdown come. So they had to delay their opening. And then the riots come to Portland, and they destroyed their business before they ever got it open.
That's a shame.
I mean, that's a real shame. But that's what people are facing in this country right now. Well, I'm going to move on. I got another caller. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Caller number 8983, you're on the air. Okay. We don't hear him, so we're going to go on. Caller 5961, you're on the air.
Yes, I've got a comment. I know that there are communists in the government, but the other thing we got to look at is all the ones that just follow their party no matter what, that they don't realize that they're following a communist way. So I think
right.
that message has to get to them as well to open up their eyes so they just won't blindly follow their party.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get that message out there. They need to hear this. They need to hear this, and they need to really listen to that video. I'm sorry we lost the feed on it and had to put it back, you know, together. But this is a problem. And, you know, it doesn't just sit in one house, neither. It's not just one party. Both houses, both parties have problems. And right now, my suggestion would be is the first thing we need to do is clear out the communists and then clear out the rest of them that's not doing their jobs. We got a lot of people that need term limits. They've made a fortune up there off the taxpayer money. You know that.
Amen to that.
it's been awful. And we do need to look at both parties. You know, somebody
yeah.
told me the other day, they said, well, we need to clean out the Democrat Party. I said, yeah. I said, that sounds good. I said, but as soon as you get done with that, then you need to start on the rhinos on the Republican Party. You know, I can name a few, but I won't because we're not supposed to get political on here. But I got a few I'd like to see gone, you know, on both parties. And it's not about the politics. It's about the country right now. We're past the playing the political game. They're still playing it. They're holding up people's money. You know, they need to get their unemployment and stuff. They're not letting them go to work. And at the same time, they're holding their money. And a lot of
yeah.
people are working. And, you know, that's okay for them to work, but you can't go to work. You can't go to church. You can't go to get your hair cut without getting an appointment still where I'm at. And it's, you know, but it's okay if they go up and down the streets and they go marching in the streets and don't have masks on and they're, you know, shoulder to shoulder and they're looting and burning. It, to me, that makes no sense. And that is all part of this plan, though. If you read in that WikiLink thing, it even talks about the $15 minimum and our minimum wage. And, I mean, it's all drafted out between that audio and between that WikiLink. I mean, there's no doubt what's going on in our country. And we just need people to take a stand with us. Like I said, we're in 31 cities in 17 states right now, and we're going coast to coast and border to border. And we're spread out all over the country. And the thing is, they don't know when they walk into a city if Citizens Against Terrorism's there or not, because we don't go in like militia. We go in, we have if we carry weapons, we carry them legally, and we have them concealed, and we don't use them unless our lives are in danger or somebody else's. But we've had people in the streets that's actually disarmed people, that's taken people to the police when they tore stuff up, you know, and they're making a difference. You know, if we can get just a small group in a town, and think about this, if we can get one small group in a town and we can save one business, that's not just that business owner and his family. That's every employee that works in that business. So, you know, it makes a difference if you can just save one. But we're growing at a rate. We're going to for long. We're going to be saving a lot. I notice you're from Southern Indiana. Are you close to Louisville?
Yeah. right across
the bridge.
Well,
we got word today. Okay. We got word today that they're getting ready to have a Million Man Antifa and Black Lives Matter armed march in Louisville. A million of them they're trying to pull together.
Wow.
If you're across the bridge, you can probably tell some of what Louisville's been through.
Oh, in the downtown, most of the businesses in the downtown area have boarded all their windows just because of all the damage that they've been doing, breaking windows, looting. It's horrible. I mean, it's absolutely, it's just costing, you know,
taxpayer
dollars. It's causing businesses to go under. It's just horrible.
And the businesses that are open, where people are scared to go down there.
Well, you know, I lived in Louisville a long time, and I've seen some of the footage, and some of the buildings I worked rehabbing, some of the buildings I remodeled and stuff have been destroyed, and that breaks my heart.
Yeah.
It really does.
There's a spaghetti factory,
so,
and they have beautiful windows, and they broke those, one of them anyway.
Yeah, that was a beautiful
stained
building
glass.
There when they got done with it. But it's sad. Well, listen, it was great hearing from you guys and everybody that called in. Our time's about up. I need to speak to Chap here for a second before we go off the air. And,
thanks for
doing it.
We sure appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for doing it.
Thanks
for spreading the word.
Thank you, guys.
Well, like I said, please just share this with everybody. When this blogcast comes up tomorrow, share it with everybody because this needs to get out, especially this about the communists and everything that's going on in our country. So I appreciate you calling. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, Chap, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'd like to start off with a little verse, you know, do a little prayer for everybody, if you don't mind.
Go right ahead.
It starts at Matthew 5:10-12, and I get it from the King James Version app on an iPhone. It says, number 10, blessed are they that which are persecuted for the righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you, persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice, be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they, the prophets which were before you. And if you would, please join me in a prayer, however you pray. I'm an open minister. I'm a non-denominational minister. So if you feel like praying any way you want to, or whoever you pray to, mortal, go for it. All righty. Let's pray. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we humbly come to you, Father, asking for prayer for peace in the beautiful nation that you've blessed us with, Lord. Father, we ask that you touch each and every patriot that has or still is fighting the fight of freedom. Father, guide our leaders with wisdom, courage, so that you might look over our little organization, our nation, and all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Guys, please go to www.citizensagainstterrorism.org. Click the join link. And it'll take you right to us, click the rally point, and it'll take you right to us, and it'll explain everything you go through. I'm going to give it back to Bill. Bill, I thank you, sir.
Thank you, Chap. That was great. Just want to tell everybody that we are here. We're protecting you. Even if you don't see us, a lot of these towns out here, we're here, and we'll be there. And when trouble hits, we're going to be there. But don't just think because you're in a small town that you're safe. This will come to us all. It's a nationwide movement to destroy our country. It's time to wake up, pull our heads out of the sand, and take a stand. You've got two choices in life. You can either stand for something or you won't stand for anything. I stand for the flag. I stand for my country. I stand for this nation. And I stand for every one of you. I do everything I can to see that you're protected. May God bless you and have a great day.